Rock, scissors, paper. Paper cuts buttery skin before the brain knows. Lag in the synapse, and then it hits bloodlessly at first, and then stung skin's disbelief gives out bloody howl. Paper cuts rank high upon the list after the first time non-dull surprise. We all know the same zing, incomparable thing we all avoid. Paper cuts don't factor in rock and scissor. Between them it cuts nothing. But fold it squarely and once again, and point it like a triangle, and scissor cut a bitty snip, and here and there and little angles from the edge will unfold into a snowflake. I was in awe at six, until it bit my fingertip. When I hung it on the tree, paper-covered presents at my feet, full of surprises, tied up with paper bows, paper ribbons, stranded paper strung, ring by ring, each pasted by our small hands. Colored fat paper doesn't cut so deep. The pine tree, like its mother, was taken with no feet from its home for our perusal and usal and disposal of personal deals and party hats donned for each New Year's Eve. The kidnapped tree just gets justice with each razor cut from each paper sheet it will become, while the pen depends on it. Thank the tree for its endless sacrifice, and remember they hold down river and ground, rain, wind, and rocks, the kind that can break, make no mistake, they can break your sharp scissors. And a rock is good to keep paper from blowing away when writing outside under the sumac and the pine. There is nothing like paper in the wild, wild wind. The footless tree on floating stages, parading the street, confettis me in the eye as it should be. Something like entropy, inevitably. Save the trees, write on what? Paper cuts through greed and gray matter, with pen upon it, poetry saves. So find a way, let trees live longer, though I much prefer brown paper mush, if we must choose plastic ore, for fish's bellies, where our stuff ends up. Killing them and all for what? Right to the chase, recycling matters. Trees are just like you and me. Save one, paper cuts.